This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops and security forces quashed an alleged cross-border raid from Ukraine in what appeared to be one of the most serious cross-border attacks since the war began. Russia's defense ministry claimed to have killed more than 70 attackers in a battle that lasted around 24 hours. Moscow blamed the raid that began Monday on Ukrainian military saboteurs. Kyiv portrayed it as an uprising against the Kremlin by Russian partisans. It was impossible to reconcile the two versions or to say with any certainty who was behind the attack or what the aims were. The battle took place in Belgorod region, which is a Russian military hub with fuel and ammunition depots. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has chosen a new leader for the National Security Agency and U.S. Cyber Command, a joint position that oversees much of the America's cyber warfare and defense. Air Force Lieutenant General Timothy Hall, the current deputy commander of Cyber Command, would replace Army General Paul, who has led both organizations since May of 2018. He was expected to step down sometime this year. That's according to a notice sent by the Air Force this week and confirmed by a person familiar with the announcement. Lawyers for Donald Trump have asked for a meeting with Attorney General Merrick Garland as a Justice Department investigation into the former president's handling of classified documents show signs of winding down. And the Tuesday letter, which Trump posted on his Truth Social platform, attorneys John Rowley and James Trustee assert that Trump is being treated unfairly. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden will host the Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen of Denmark at the White House next month for talks on their country's efforts, including support for Ukraine. The White House announced the June 5th visit on Tuesday, just days after saying that Biden would support an international effort to train and eventually equip Ukraine with F-16 fighter jets that President Volodymyr Zelensky has sought. Denmark, a member of NATO, has purchased dozens of American-made F-16s since the 1970s and has indicated it is open to the possibility of providing some to Ukraine. Guam is being buffeted by rains and winds from Typhoon Mawar, the strongest storm to approach the U.S. Pacific territory in decades. Residents have stockpiled supplies, battened down windows, and opened wood in 10 homes for emergency shelters. The U.S. military has sent away ships. President Joe Biden approved an emergency declaration, and anyone not living in a concrete house is being urged to seek safety elsewhere. The Guam governor, Lulian Guerrero, says the emergency declaration is especially crucial given the distance from the continental U.S. The storm is currently a Category 4 typhoon, but it could possibly strengthen to a Category 5. U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts says there is more the Supreme Court can do to adhere to the highest standards of ethical conduct. It's an acknowledgement that recent reporting that the justice's ethical missteps is having an effect on public perception of the court. Speaking at a law dinner where he was honored with an award Tuesday, Roberts provided no specifics but said the justices are continuing to look at the things they can do to give practical effect to that commitment. He said he is confident that there are ways to do that, and the court has resisted adopting an ethics code of its own, but all nine justices recently signed a statement of ethics. Roberts' remarks suggested he knows the statement is not enough to quiet critics. The South Carolina Senate has approved the bill that would ban most abortions after around 6 weeks of pregnancy, and sending the bill to the governor, who has promised to sign it. The proposal passed on Tuesday and restores the ban South Carolina had in place when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. The ban was overturned by the state's highest court because it violated the state's constitution's right to privacy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.